I'm taking you on a trip across Canada. We're gonna see the West Coast, the Rocky Mountains, the prairies, the Canadian Shield, and the Great Lakes. We're gonna go all the way over to the East Coast. And I want you to sit right here as we go on an adventure across Canada. Welcome to Toronto. Look at this. Isn't this beautiful here? I just stopped off in Toronto for a few hours. I don't really like big cities, really congested places. You know, especially downtown places. It's just so busy here. There's construction all over the place. And I hate driving in big cities. You know, it's always really stressful. There are a lot of one-ways and, yeah, construction, roads are blocked, and it's just a bit stressful driving in big cities. But I just wanted to stop here to show you guys the CN Tower. CN Tower is one of the most, I mean, I don't know what to say. It's probably the most popular. Niagara Falls is probably the first, and then maybe the CN Tower. I'm not sure. If you search for pictures of Canada, you'll definitely see the CN Tower, you know, as right on the top of the list somewhere. So, yeah, I just stopped off here to show you that. And then, I don't know, then I think I'll just keep driving. You know, like I said, I don't really like driving in really busy places. Now, one thing I should mention is that, remember a few episodes ago, I told you that the highways in Canada are really great. Because you don't have to pay any tolls. You know, you don't have to pay any money to use the highway. Well, you know what? Here in Ontario, close to Toronto here, I found a toll highway. The first toll highway I've ever seen in Canada. And I accidentally drove on it. So I don't know what happens. I think there are cameras that look at your license plate and I guess somehow they send you a bill in the mail. I'm not sure, so I'll let you guys know if I get a bill in the mail. It probably won't be very much. I mean, how much would it cost to, you know, to drive on a highway? Probably just a few dollars. So I don't know. We'll see. But I was surprised, you know. So I'm learning things on this trip too. I didn't think Canada had any toll roads, but yeah, I found one here in Toronto. So I just wanted to correct myself. I told you guys that Canada didn't have any toll roads, but I found a toll road. So anyway, yeah, I'm just hanging out here by the water, waiting for the CN Tower to open. And then we're gonna go over there. I'm gonna take you up the CN Tower. Are you excited? I'm excited. All right, guys, we are on top of the CN Tower. Wow, look at this. Wow, take a look at this view, guys. That's incredible. Welcome to Toronto, Canada. You guys, can you see that airport down there? That's the Toronto City Airport. Alright guys, I just walked down a level and they've got this really cool like mesh here. It's open air, so I can feel like the fresh air. It's nice and warm. It's not too windy. It's just a perfect day to come up here. Hey guys, I see the glass floor. Should I go onto the glass floor? Wow, I'm standing on the glass floor. Hey guys, take a look at this sign here. This sign says how much weight the glass floor can hold. It can hold 21,800 kilograms. And that's equal to 41 polar bears, 380 Arctic wolves. Isn't that cool to go down there? Hey guys, take a look at this big bear. Isn't that huge? I wonder if it's a grizzly bear. Yeah, probably is. Actually, real grizzly bears, I don't think they're that big, but they're probably almost. You guys, I just got down from the CN Tower and just saw some cool trains here. Look at these. I don't know what this is. It says Steam Whistle Brewing. Steam Whistle is a kind of beer here in Canada. Do you have Steam Whistle in your country? I think it's just a Canadian thing. I'm not sure. But yeah, it looks like this is a brewery here, and then there are some cool trains. Oh, and that building right there, the Rogers Centre, that's where the Toronto Blue Jays play baseball, if you didn't know what the Blue Jays... The Toronto Blue Jays are Canada's only baseball, in the Major League Baseball, MLB. Canada has one team, and that is the Toronto Blue Jays. So that's where they play there. And wow, there's the CN Tower there. You can see an elevator coming down. It just came down on one of those elevators. That's high. That's really high up. Okay, so here it says serves all Canada. Look at that. This looks like a caboose. Is this a caboose? Canadian National Railways caboose. Cool. I wonder if I can go inside. Look at this. We're on a train. No, I don't think I can go inside. Maybe we can go inside a different one. I think those are two cabooses connected to each other there. It's a bit weird to have two cabooses. I thought there's only supposed to be one caboose. All right, so yeah, it's just a beautiful day here in Toronto. What is today? July 16th, I think, or maybe July 17th. I lost track. Hey, look at this. This is like a train yard. They've got one of these things. I don't know what's this called. See if there's a sign. I can't remember what. I don't know what this thing is that like turns train cars around. I'm sure it has a name, but I can't think of it. Yeah. Oh, that's a cool engine there. When you're driving across Canada, I've seen a lot of these kinds of engines. I don't know if this one is a bit older. This one looks a bit older. And usually they're red. The engines are red. This one's green. Yeah, this one might be out of commission. I don't know if this is like a museum here or what this is. I mean, it's right in the middle of Toronto, so I don't think these trains are going anywhere. But yeah, look at that. Oh, it says no climbing. Well, that sucks. I wonder if the other one said no climbing. I was gonna climb up there. Anyway, that's a cool train engine. Canadian National, CN. Oh, I forgot to tell you, the CN Tower, CN stands for Canadian National. Okay, I think it was the Canadian National Railways. Look at this here, Canadian National Railways. Yeah, I think it was this. Okay, here, donated to the city by CN to commemorate Toronto's 150th anniversary. I think this company, Canadian National Railways, I think they built the CN Tower. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. Okay, let's just take a look at some more of these cars here. Let's see, can I go in? Nope, it's locked. I don't know why they're all locked. No fun. They don't want me to have any fun here, you know, riding their trains. Ooh, this one looks pretty old. Look at this one. This is like a real old locomotive. Steam, I think this is probably steam. Look at that. Wow. I don't know anything about trains, but that's okay. You know, everyone has their hobbies. I know a little bit about photography, a little bit about video. Well, I'm learning about video stuff. How about you? What are you good at? Do you know a lot about trains or planes? I don't know much about planes. I don't know much about trains. I don't know much about cars. I don't know much about anything, actually. I just walk around with my GoPro and make videos. How about you? What do you do in life? What's your job? You know, a lot of people ask me, what do you do, Mark? What's your job? What's your real life? Well, actually, my life is a bit confusing, a bit complicated. You know, I'm trying to achieve something in order to help poor people. That's my ultimate goal, is to build a school or an orphanage somewhere in the world, that would be great. I love kids. I want to help kids who are, you know, less fortunate. So yeah, that's my ultimate goal. So the idea is, if I, you know, can get a big enough YouTube channel and maybe earn enough money to sort of have a house here in Canada and then live overseas. That's what I'm trying to do. In case you were wondering, what is Mark, why is he making these videos? Why doesn't he just get a real job? Well, it's tempting. Actually, I was thinking of maybe getting a real job, because YouTubers, to be honest, YouTubers don't make very much money. So yeah, and making videos, driving, traveling, it's more challenging than you think it is. So yeah, it's a bit challenging sometimes, but anyway, that's what I'm trying to achieve. I'm trying to achieve some independence, financial freedom, so I don't have to be tied to a job. Because if I have to, you know, go to work every day, right, 9 to 5, there's no chance of me going overseas somewhere, you know, and trying to start a school, trying to teach English or help people, you know, there's no chance of that. So what I'm trying to do is really challenging, but maybe I can do it. I'm not sure. I'm just gonna give it a shot. We'll see. You know, if it doesn't work out, well, I gave it my best shot. How about you? What's your goal in life? What are your dreams and aspirations? Just to get rich? For me, I really don't care about money. I'm not motivated by money, but you need money. Money's important, right? I need money to live. I wish I had my own condo, you know, so I could make better videos and just sort of relax and not live in my basement suite. And yeah, so anyway, I hope I can get a condo in the future. But that's a little bit about my life, what I'm what I'm trying to do, some of my challenges. But let me know about your life. What are your challenges in life? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to just get a nice house, a nice car? Maybe you're trying to come to Canada. Well, don't forget about poor people. Poor people need help too. So yeah, that's my ultimate goal. Hopefully in a couple of years, my YouTube channel will be, maybe I'll have 1 million subscribers, a little bit more money, and then maybe I can go and try to do something great. Just something really, really meaningful and fulfilling. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, right now, we're gonna go back to my SUV and we're gonna drive to Ottawa. All right, guys, it's time to take a look at the map. I just stopped here beside Lake Ontario. Look at this nice lake here. Now, Lake Ontario is the smallest of the Great Lakes, but it's still really big. You can see just some islands there, but yeah, I don't know how long it would take to swim across Lake Ontario. Probably a long time, but let's see on the map. Okay, you can see how small it is compared to Lake Superior, right? It's a lot smaller than Lake Huron and Lake Superior. So we went down to, I'll put a sticker on the map here for Niagara Falls, right? We were in Niagara Falls, and then we went up here through Toronto, but we didn't stay there. Now we're on our way to Ottawa. All right, Ottawa, which is the big one with the star, because that is the capital of Canada. Did you know that Ottawa is the capital city of Canada? Even though it's not the biggest, it's not even near the biggest. Toronto is a lot bigger. Montreal is bigger. Vancouver is bigger. I think Calgary is, I think Ottawa, I'm not sure. I think Ottawa has about maybe 600,000 people. I could be wrong. It might have more. Maybe it might have like 1 million. But I'll post the number up here. I'll look it up. Anyway, so here we are going to Ottawa. And I booked an Airbnb there for 2 days because I need to do laundry. Because I haven't done any laundry since Calgary. Can you believe it? I haven't washed my clothes. Okay. I haven't done any laundry since Calgary, and we've gone all this way. It's a long way to go without washing my, I don't have any clean socks or underwear anymore, so I need to do laundry today. So I'm excited. I'm gonna do laundry and then show you Ottawa, the capital, and then after that we're gonna go off to Montreal. So let's roll the dice while we're here before I keep driving. All right, let's see if Ontario will give me some good luck. Let's see, maybe if I throw it over this bench. Look at this nice bench here. Look at what it's to say. It says Poppy Dave Harper, February 1937 to September 2017. Forever in our hearts, Catherine and family. You know, very often in Canada, on benches like this, like this that you can see on this bench too here, right? It says in loving memory of, like, I don't know why, but here on benches in Canada, very often there's a little plaque like this that that just says it's in memory of a person's life, right? So it's sort of, the bench is like dedicated to a person. Hey, maybe there will be a bench dedicated to me one day. I don't know. I don't really care about that. But anyway, let's roll the dice. Maybe if I throw this dice over Poppy, I guess that must have been their nickname. Poppy. Yeah, I'll throw this dice over Poppy and it'll give me some good luck. Okay, so here we go. Ooh, yes, that's good luck. Okay, so Poppy wants you to subscribe to my channel. So, thank you to all my subscribers. If you're not a subscriber yet, you should subscribe because we're going on a great trip here and you don't want to miss out on any episodes, right? So, I'll just put my map away here and we'll hit the road again. Hey guys, I just got into my Airbnb here in Ottawa. So here's the front door and here is the kitchen. Nice stove, oven, sink. It's just so much different being in an Airbnb than in a hotel. You know, it just feels strange, you know, a big fridge. Yeah, like, you know, all the mini fridges. I don't really use the fridges because I only stay in a place for 1 or 2 days at a time, but you know, a nice fridge. And then over here is the washer and dryer. You know, that's the reason I came to this place, because I need to do a lot of laundry. So I'm going to do a few loads of laundry, which will be great. And yeah, so just a small little apartment, actually. It's the bathroom here. Yeah, that's all I need. And here we got the bedroom. All right. Nice bed. And yeah, that's about it. It's almost the same size as a hotel room, actually. Sort of a small room, small little kitchen, and then laundry, and that's it. So welcome to Ottawa. Tomorrow I'm gonna go and show you around all the sights here in Ottawa, so that'll be great. So until tomorrow, have a great day, and I'll see you over in the next episode.